News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid and conservative and just plain right. Hey, listen, I got to tell you guys, if you find yourself getting outside of the, what I call the overly broad range of our AM FM capabilities right here on WVNN, then it does not matter. Just know this, no matter where you are in the whole wide world, you can go to the World Wide Web and click on our website, rightsideradio.org. Go to rightsideradio.org. There's a little place on there that says Listen Live. You click on Listen Live and bam. I always say no matter where you is, there we is. Literally. We are everywhere in the world at that point because you can stream the show live online. I've got people that literally tell me all the time that they are driving, so they click over to streaming on their smartphone or whatever else. They take us on vacation. We got people that call in from out of state. Love that. So thank you so much for that. That's rightsideradio.org. And there's a lot of stuff on that website too, by the way. I gotta point out a couple things. Number one, Birdman does a great job with our electronics. And so the Right Side store is kicking right now. If you go to the website, again, rightsideradio.org, right at the very top, there's a place where the Right Side store. You can go to the Right Side store. You can get coffee mugs. You can get T-shirts. You can get, whatever else. What have I got on there? Stickers. And then the one that my family even teases me about, socks. You got Right Side Radio socks, which I think is just funny. I think it's cool. I like it. I ordered some more socks for myself, by the way. But that's all on the rightsideradio.org website. But one more thing I got to point out to you. One more thing is this. On March the 10th, you may be hearing the ads playing. On March the 10th, coming up in just a few weeks, 20 days, 19 days, thereabouts. Anyway, the bottom line is, at Burritt on the Mountain in Huntsville, up on Montesano, if you go to the rightsideradio.org website, you'll see a big blue button towards the top of the page that says buy tickets to the 2022 API annual Huntsville event. All right, so API, the Alabama Policy Institute, which is where this radio show sprang out of, where I've been affiliated now for several years, API, very conservative organization that promotes public policy that's conservative. The same things you hear me talking about on the radio are what they stand for. Well, API is having a dinner. I am the keynote speaker that night, starting at 6. There's a reception followed by the 7 o'clock dinner. I'm the keynote speaker. I would love to meet some of my ruffians that I never get to see in person. I hear you when you call in or I read your emails and they bless me. I mean, I emailed back to one this afternoon before the show started how much I appreciated his input. That being said, love to meet you in person. So here's the deal. I worked out a special. Just pay attention. Here you go. You ready? So I worked out a special. You go there. You click on the blue button. You can buy tickets to the event. But if you type in the promo code RIGHTSIDE, tickets are half price. That is not being broadcast everywhere else. It's only being told to those of you on this show. So listen, go there to rightsideradio.org. Click on the blue button. Get your tickets. Use the promo code RIGHTSIDE. I'd love to meet you. Copper will be there. Birdman will be there, I think, because everybody's going to be there. So anyway, we'd love to see you. So finishing up this segment, number one, the triple dipper, Alabama Republican machinations. I mentioned that Teresa Ray had been on the ballot to run against State Senator Andrew Jones, who is holding my old seat in Senate District 10, and she was removed from the ballot this weekend. She was one of three. Also, House District 10 hopeful Anson Knowles will not be a Republican candidate. And GOP hopeful Trip Powell, who was running against State Senator Gerald Allen in Tuscaloosa. So, yeah, that's three offices. I think Anson Knowles, wasn't he also in this? He was in this right here. Yeah, that's right. And he was formerly with the Madison County Libertarian Party. And they found that he should not be allowed to run for Mike Ball's old seat right here in Madison because Ball's not seeking reelection to the state house. So, all said and done, we had three legislative candidates taken off of the ballot. We had another one who survived a ballot challenge to run for the Public Service Commission, a guy named Johnny Hammock. He was apparently arrested earlier this year on domestic violence charges, but it's not a conviction. You know, you're innocent until proven guilty. They can't really take you off the ballot because of an innocent until proven guilty status. You know what I'm saying? We also, though, I did see on 1819 News, that a Wendy Draper over in Calhoun County running for the open seat being vacated by State Senator Del Marsh, that she survived a ballot challenge, even though apparently she's had a longstanding affiliation with Democrat candidates. I think Perry Hooper himself went and spoke, on her behalf and she survived that ballot challenge. So yeah, several of them out, several of them in. Here's an odd situation that we've got, though. You know, Congressman Barry Moore is arguably one of the most conservative members of the House right now, of Congress. And he hails from the Wiregrass region of Alabama. All right, so currently, right down there in the southern reaches of our state, I think it's House District, I think it's Congressional District 2, if I'm not mistaken. But CD2 is held by Congressman Barry Moore. 2 years ago, he beat Jeff Coleman in running for that seat. Jeff Coleman was considered the establishment candidate. Barry Moore was sort of like Mo Brooks. He was supported by Club for Growth. He was considered the more conservative candidate. I know Barry Moore. We served together in the Alabama legislature. He'll be on the show later this week. But the odd thing is this. Okay, you guys remember how this whole situation happened with redistricting and the Democrats challenged our new congressional district lines? And then it went to court, right? And a 3-judge panel shocked everybody by saying, yeah, you got to redo those. Those are not good. They're racist. So now you got to use race to redraw the lines. Well, if they're racist, then how do we redraw them based on race without being racist? Anyway, the Attorney General, the Alabama Center for Law and Liberty, and a number of other organizations, including 13 other states, filed briefs with the Supreme Court of the United States, all the way up to SCOTUS. And they said, look, you can't do this 90 days or 120 days before a primary. There are people that are running based upon a certain district. We have no way to redraw those lines in 14 days, which is what the court said we had to do. Y'all, that was completely unreasonable. Well, here's the deal. So you may recall, I've talked about it on the show before, that the Supreme Court of the United States agreed with Alabama that the line should not have to be redrawn right now. So they put a stay on the decision. Now, that case is still going to play out, my understanding. That case is still going to have a chance for both sides to argue the merits. So 2 years from now, they may, sure enough, have to run on new district lines depending upon how the case plays out. We don't know yet. But right now, they're not going to have to change anything yet. Okay, there's the background. So originally, if you recall, qualifying for candidates ended on January 28th, except that with regards to those congressional lines, the court said, oh, by the way, you got to redraw the lines and we're going to move the qualifying date to February 7th. What? Well, everybody anticipates, really, that when the Supreme Court of the United States says, no, we're going to put a stay on that right now. You're not going to have to redraw the lines right now. That meant that everything was a stay. Except that it didn't really mention the qualifying date. It just mentioned the congressional lines. Oh, now you see where I'm going? Yep, because Jeff Coleman, who lost to Barry Moore last time, suddenly jumped in and chose to go ahead and try to qualify using the new date. And so now Jeff Coleman has filed suit against the Republican Party because the Republican Party has refused to qualify him. They've refused to qualify him because they say he didn't meet the January 28th deadline. He says, no, I met the court's new deadline. Well, my question for Jeff Coleman is, if you really wanted to run for Congress, why didn't you qualify under the first deadline in the first place? But he didn't. And so right now, you got a weird dynamic where Jeff Coleman is demanding that the federal court clarify the qualifying deadlines. Barry Moore is saying he's just running his race. He's going to keep on going no matter who's in it. Jeff Coleman swears he should be allowed to be a candidate. The Alabama Republican Party has not recognized Coleman's candidacy, so technically he's not a candidate at this point, but he's still running and running ads and putting up signs and all of it. It's a crazy situation. And there is litigation brewing right now. We'll see how that plays out. I will keep you posted. That's one of our congressional delegation members. Oh, yeah. I got a caller on line 3. Let me grab that real quick. Kathy from Madison. Hey, Kathy. Phil Williams on right side. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I am good. What's on your mind?
Good. Well, my husband and I are right side ruffians, and I just wanted to ask a question with regards to these candidates and these ballot challenges.
Yeah.
And isn't there a time limit if you've been in a different party? Because I think Anson Knowles was in the Libertarian Party maybe 6 years ago. For the past 2 years, he's been an office holder in the Madison County Young Republicans.
Yeah, and you're exactly right, Kathy. And it's different depending upon where you are. For instance, in Etowah County, where I used to be the party chairman, for local qualifications, like for county commission and local school boards and sheriff and all that kind of stuff, Etowah County actually had its bylaws say 6 years. You cannot be supporting a non-Republican candidate or opposing a candidate in the last 6 years. At the state level, which is where, like, if you're running for the legislature or governor or Congress or whatever, at the state level, I believe that there is a 5-year limit. So if you have been,
limit.
Yeah, I think it's five, but I'm not positive. We'll have John Wall on here tomorrow, the state party chairman, to tell us, but I think it's five. So if he,
that'll be good. I knew it was a short period of time, and I'm pretty sure he's whatever his affiliation. And really, to be honest, we need more libertarian minded people in the legislature. We've got people, you know, the legislature is full of people who used to be Democrats, and then even our governor used to be a Democrat. So,
oh yeah. Yeah.
That was my comment. You know,
I appreciate it, Kathy.
The establishment's trying to get rid of people who want to do things like support school choice, which the legislature just doesn't want to do anything that's controversial, you know?
Yeah. And Kathy, before you hang up, let me say this too, like right here in this listening area, you've got State Senator Tom Butler, and Butler actually was a Democrat who held the seat until Bill Holtzclaw beat him in 2010. He was a Democrat until he wanted to run for his seat again. Then he became a Republican, but he qualified because he tried to do it once and they wouldn't let him. He waited a couple more years, came back, and he qualified under the time at the whatever the levels were at the time. You got quite a few out there that were recent Democrats.
Well, that explains why he didn't return my emails asking about the vaccine mandates. You know, I asked him where he stood, and he didn't return my emails or phone calls. So that explains that.
Well, if we can get his phone number for you, we'll pass it on.
Well, thank you. I'll look forward to hearing John Wall. You said tomorrow. I'm looking forward to hearing that.
It's tentatively scheduled for tomorrow. Yeah, he and I texted back and forth this morning. He said he couldn't today, but he hopes to be on tomorrow with me. So we'll try and get him on here.
Thank you for keeping up the conservative fight and talking about the topics that you cover.
Appreciate y'all being Right Side Ruffians. Thanks for being in the audience. Listen, Copper, go ahead and move us to a break before we run out of time. We're going to have to get on to the next section of the Triple Dipper here pretty soon because there's big doings. I mean, it's breaking news right now. I'm sitting here watching the big screen here in the studio. And, Russia-Ukraine tensions are at all-time high, and it's highly expected that we're going to see an invasion of some type, to the extent we don't know yet. But we're gonna jump over to a new part of the Triple Dipper here shortly. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back.